The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Antony Blinken, America's Secretary of State, urged Hamas to accept a ceasefire proposal put forward by Israel. David Cameron, Britain's Foreign Secretary, said that a 40-day truce was on the table. According to Reuters, the deal would involve the release of up to 40 Israeli hostages in exchange for freeing Palestinians jailed in Israel. Mr. Blinken described the deal as extraordinarily generous on the part of Israel. Bob Bakish, the boss of Paramount Global, stepped down. The company's board replaced him with an office of the CEO composed of three division heads. The Hollywood-based media firm is considering a merger with Skydance, a production company. Paramount's streaming service is not yet profitable, and the firm's market value has fallen by half in the past 2 years to under $9 billion. Pro-Palestinian protesters at Columbia University ignored an order from administrators to clear out their encampment by 2 p.m. local time or risk suspension. Negotiations between the university and demonstrators to dismantle the site, which contains about 80 tents, have stalled. On April 18th, at Columbia's request, police arrested over 100 students for trespassing, sparking similar encampments at universities across the country. All primary schools and some other academic institutions were closed in Bangladesh as the country endures its longest heatwave in 75 years. Some schools reopened on Sunday following closures last week. Extreme temperatures have been recorded almost every day this month. They reached to 43 degrees Celsius on Monday. It is the second consecutive year that the country has closed schools because of heat waves. Hamza Yousaf, Scotland's First Minister, announced his resignation. Mr. Yousaf was poised to lose a no-confidence vote after his party's power-sharing deal with the Green Party collapsed. The Scottish National Party only has 63 seats in Parliament, while the opposition has 65. The leadership kerfuffle is a blow to the SNP, ahead of Britain's general election, expected later this year. Energy ministers representing countries in the G7, a club of the world's biggest rich democracies, reportedly reached a deal to phase out all coal-fired power plants by 2035. Ministers are meeting in Italy to discuss climate goals. They have been greeted by protests. Coal production must fall by more than two-thirds over the course of this decade to stay in line with global targets. Paris's public prosecutor said that Gérard Depardieu, an actor, would be tried later this year for alleged sexual assaults of two women. Prosecutors say the incidents took place during the filming of Le Volet Vert in September 2021. In addition to the charged offences, Mr. Depardieu is under investigation for alleged rape committed against the actress Charlotte Arnoux. Mr. Depardieu has previously denied wrongdoing. And figure of the day, 650,000, the number of Ukrainian men of fighting age who have left the country. That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.